It was just 1 year ago that one of my colleagues let the public radio audience in on the truth about September 19th. As we learned from a column written by Dave Barry, September 19th is International Talk Like a Pirate Day. The holiday was decreed by two Oregonians in 1995, who then and ever since, for just one day a year, have sprinkled their discourse with the odd ahoy and avast and addressed all and sundry as me hearties. But now, on this ninth annual observance, we face the question, has success spoiled International Talk Like a Pirate Day? Dave Barry, the holiday's single most important booster, has pronounced himself fed up with it. Is that correct?
No, Robert, that's a complete lie, me hearty. First of all, let me just say, I can't agree with your premise here.
You remain a strong supporter. Your website, however, as I gather, been inundated.
Oh, well, yeah, I didn't. What happened, I started too soon. I was pointing out a couple of weeks ago that, because a lot of people don't know how to talk like pirates. Like, for example, last year, which was the first year that people really observed it, pretty much everybody said, "R." And then they ran out of ways to talk like a pirate. And there's only so much you can get across with R, although President Bush does pretty well. So that was the problem. So I said, well, okay, one way to talk like a pirate that's easy is to end every statement with me hearties, like, would you like fries with that, me hearties?
Uh-huh.
Or please put your tray tables and seat backs in the full upright and locked position, me hearties. Or you have the right to remain silent, me hearties. Or will you marry me hearties?
Uh-huh.
You know, it kind of lends that pirate feeling to everything you're saying. So anyway, I had put that on my website, and for the next several days, I got way too many statements that you could end with me hearties.
Yeah.
So I did get a little tired of it. But now, Robert, I'm back. I'm very enthusiastic.
Yeah. You did get some presidential suggestions, not for President Bush, but the suggestion is, what would it have been had the president said instead, "I am not a crook, me hearties."
Right.
Or, "I did not have sex with that woman, me hearties."
Exactly. Or 67 years ago, me hearties. Think where this country would be today, Robert.
So is the website then still accepting such talk like a pirate examples, or have you...
No, I don't want anybody to ever give me any more talk like a pirate examples. I do, however, want everyone to talk like pirates today.
We all learned to say avast last
avast,
year.
Avast, yeah.
Avast, yes. Very few people, though, I heard saying what I associated with pirates, shiver me timbers.
You don't hear that a lot, because the truth is there's always the danger that someone would shiver your timbers.
It sounds like someone's boarding the craft over there.
I've got a little bilge rat running around here.
Now, as a columnist, you're mostly working at home.
I sort of swashbuckle around. I don't want to give you that. I have been swashbuckling around my office at home.
Put on an eye patch or something like that, too.
I put one on each eye, Robert. That's how much of a swashbuckler I am.
All right. Well, sorry for misconstruing your entire position on the holiday, Dave.
Yeah, it was my pleasure, Robert. I always like it when the radio host has an idea of where we're going and we don't go there. That's kind of a, don't you think it's kind of a buccaneer kind of a thing to do, me matey?
It should happen to you in mid-column sometime.
Arr!
All right. Dave Barry, newspaper columnist and still a supporter of International Talk Like a Pirate Day. Today, September 19th.
Straight out of Portsmouth, crazy buccaneer named Long John. A hoist up the Jolly Roger and it's off. When I'm called off with a sawed off, I throw you overboard and have your keel hauled off. You choose sea if you trifle with me. The Royal Navy's gonna have to come and get me off your ship, cause that's how I'm going out. And all ye lily-livered landlubbers shout, punk-ass sailors all better recognize the OG bandits with a patch up on their eyes. Three-corner hatch, pig for me leg, I snort gunpowder, drink rum by the keg. Ain't no telling how the sea villain be illin', whether off the port of Prince or on the Straits of Magellan. 15 men on a dead man's chest came to test Long John without a Teflon vest. Scary, clever, dodging, they can never get enough, because they know I'm coming straight out of Portsmouth. Just throw your hook in the air and wave it like I just don't care.
Blast! That ship was dope.